I love these guys.
Welcome to the Secondhand Lions, Detroit Lions podcast. This is John Drennan here with my longtime friend Bill Radford. And if you listen to us at all, you know we are longtime Lions fans. We met in college and realized we're Lions fans and have gone through the decades of Lions misery until things changed back in the 2021 season. And now we're taking the journey with the Lions to the Super Bowl. We thought it might be this last year. Bill, everyone knows it wasn't, but we're still in contention, and we got a hit this year on the free agency and the draft. Of course, the draft is coming up in a month. Free agency is less than a month, actually. Free agency's been very active. The Lions have 12 brand new players, all from free agency, and I think more to come. So we're probably going to be a little bit brief today. It's Thursday, and not a lot of developments since last week when there were a lot of developments, if anyone listened back to a week ago. But Bill, where do you want to start here today on what's going on?
Well, I've been looking at the mock drafts, and of course these guys are purported to be experts, but you know, an expert is anybody 50 miles from home. The three names that keep coming up are all offensive linemen: Mason Freely from Georgia, Caden Proctor from Alabama, and Caleb Lomu from Utah. Freeling and Lomu are left tackles, and Proctor's a right tackle. So everybody has the Lions shoring up their offensive line, which will help protect Goff and also improve the running game, get it back to where it was 2 years ago when it was virtually unstoppable. So I'll be interested to see who we pick. Of course, Brad Holmes could surprise us. Anybody that's seen draft day knows that surprises happen and people take a flyer or they think differently about players. And I know we need an edge and we need offensive line. I think those are the two most glaring needs. And I'm concerned a little bit about the players we've lost. I know that Montgomery, not only was he a good running back, but he was kind of a heart and soul guy for the team. And trying to remember the guy's name that's taken his place. It's Pacheco. Is that his name?
Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco.
Yeah.
He certainly sounds fired up to be a Lion. Hopefully he'll be able to step in and pick up the slack that Montgomery's loss will leave. So what are you thinking about today, John?
Well, first of all, the movie Draft Day, absolutely love that movie. I've watched it countless times. I watch it every April. Anyhow, but I want to go back to the offensive line, Bill, and you said, you know, most people are thinking they'll take a tackle, and I agree with that because, as you said, we got to protect Goff and we got to open holes for running backs, and I think I underestimated last year the loss of our center and Zeitler, our guard. And you know, we the offensive line just wasn't good, and they need to be great. And so I think we start with an offensive tackle, hopefully one we can plug and play. And I think especially two of the names you mentioned, Freely and Lomu, they're both left tackles, and people are very high on them, but there's other good tackles in the draft. You also mentioned the loss of Montgomery and the intangibles. You know, another one's Khalif Raymond. He was a loved player, great in the locker room, very reliable. And I'm excited for Dortch, his replacement, but he won't be able to replace all those things as in his first year with the Lions. And also Alex Anzalone, you know, I think he was a very solid linebacker, and So those are three losses that are going to be hard to replace. And again, I think last year I underestimated the loss of certain people, so I don't want to do that this year. Having said that, I'm excited for what Pacheco can bring to this team. I'm excited they got the extra fourth round pick this year as part of the Montgomery deal. I'm excited about what Borch brings to the team as a punt returner and a slot receiver. The story on him, he's really small, but he catches everything and runs after the catch and is could be a very exciting player. And I'm excited they've got 12 new people from free agency with more to come. And just one more comment on that, offensive line wise, I do think they have a solid starting center in Cave Mays from free agency. I think they have a really good backup tackle in Larry Borum, who some say could probably start at tackle this year. Then they have two other backups in Juice Scruggs that came from the Texans with the Montgomery deal. He's an offensive guard. And Ben Bartsch, he's a new name, Bill, in this last week. We just picked him up yesterday in free agency. He's a 7-year veteran offensive guard. So I think we're stronger with our backup guards. By the way, I did see this morning Awaziki. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is gone. He got picked up in free agency. He's been a backup the last few years for the Lions. So that's some of my thoughts there on that.
John, I was watching a replay of on the NFL Network last night. I was watching some of the Dallas-Detroit game, and a thought crossed my mind watching that game is that I really think Tesla was underused last year, and I know that offensive coordinators and play callers, they can sort of get in a rut. I certainly think that was the case with Johnny Morrow, and I think it became the case with Campbell. But he was making spectacular catches all season long. He didn't make many of them, but the ones he made were all highlight reel. And I think that that he can be trusted, and they should use him more. And I think Goff, given the time, can use Jamison Williams more. And then our tight ends last year went down, and they were a big part of the offense in 24. And I'm looking forward to seeing Laporta back, Brock Wright, and we picked up another tight end, didn't we, in free
Yeah,
agency?
Tyler Conklin. I'm excited about what I've learned about him.
So I really think that the new offensive coordinator, if he does his job well, will be able to use all of the assets because the Lions have plenty of players on offense. They're loaded with talent and speed, and boy, they get an offensive line that can protect and open holes, and I think they'll lead the league in scoring this year.
Well, that's all sugar to my mouth, Bill. I mean, I so want them to get that strong tackle and have these good backups in this new center. And you said it, protect Goff, and he's throwing to Amon-Ra and Jameson and Tesla. I totally agree with your comments about Tesla. And now this slot receiver who's got a lot of speed and great hands. Man, we protect him. Then we're handing the ball off to maybe the best running back in the game. And along with, again, I like Pacheco because I just remember when he was with the Chiefs for two Super Bowls and he got hurt. But just what a exciting runner he can be. So we're loaded on offense, but that offensive line has to perform. And if we're loaded on offense, and I do think we could be the number one or two scoring offense this year, then defensively, we got to be good, but we don't have to be fabulous.
Well, we have to, we on offense, we have to keep the defense off the field.
Right.
That's part of the problem is, when we're doing three and out or have just two first downs, then the defense goes back on the field. They get worn down, and the later you go in the game, the other team's moving the ball better. And I think that if the offense performs, even like they did at the beginning of the year, I remember, I think it was against Baltimore. They had a couple of drives of over 90 yards and just kept the ball for 8, 9, 10 minutes. And that just does wonders for your defense.
You're
So,
right. And the other thing, Bill, last year, we weren't good on third and fourth down. And when we didn't make it on fourth down, we're giving up field position. So.
right. Yeah. We lost. I really think we lost two games on bad fourth down decisions. Come to mind, the Eagles game was one, and really can't remember the other one, but I think there was two of them that we really made bad decisions on fourth down. And that's on Dan Campbell, and hopefully he'll learn from that. And the thing that a friend of mine was saying all last year is it seemed like Campbell would thought he was still had the 2024 team, and he could do those fourth downs because he had an offensive line that would open the holes. And I remember sometimes fourth and five and six, and they would run the ball and get it.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Right, 2 years ago,
Yeah. And
2020.
all that's what I want to see us get back to, Bill, a powerhouse line with all these weapons and score points, keep the ball, keep our defense off the field and get leads too. Because, when you got leads, it kind of forces the other team to throw more and it's harder. It's hard to play from behind in the NFL. So, a great offense can make a decent defense become a really good defense.
Exactly.
So that brings up, so I got to share this theory. I've shared it with you, but for the draft, I really think we need a great offensive line, plug and play, early choice, and a really great edge. So, what I'd like to see, Bill, we got the 17th and the 50th picks. 17, I think we can get a plug and play tackle or a plug and play edge, but not at 50. I'd like to see us give up our 50th pick this year, along with our first pick next year. And if we had to throw in a fourth or fifth round pick or sixth round this year to get a top 12 pick this year. Then I think we can really nail it with tackle and edge. And then we'd still have five more draft picks to pick up because we do need some more help at safety and linebacker and cornerback, maybe D line, but we'd have five picks to do that. So that's my latest drumbeat. And by the way,
Well,
Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes don't give a damn about my drumbeat.
they're not calling you, texting
Know,
you.
they're not taking my call, so I'm not even going to place it.
That's funny.
And I trust Holmes. He'll figure it out.
Do you have a someone who a team that you think might make that trade?
No, I haven't looked at it enough, but I gotta believe in the top, 16 that pick ahead of us, there'd be one or two. It could be the Dolphins. They're rebuilding and they're compiling. I think they got three first rounders this year, and they could potentially afford to move up or move back. And pick up a 50th pick and then next year a first round. But that's a good question.
Do you have a player that you're looking at that, it's interesting that looking at this mock draft, this one in particular has Freeling going sixth, but other mock drafts have the Lions getting him at 17. So
I've seen
they're
mock
all
drafts where he's at 26.
right. They're all over the place with this.
And
I
Edge.
wish. I wish we could get Reuben Bain Jr. He's predicted to go fourth to Tennessee. So Tennessee is on a rebuild. They might be willing to trade for some extra picks. And if he's still available at fourth, I'd love to go get him because he's a game wrecker.
Yeah, and maybe with the right combo, we give Tennessee our 50th pick this year, so a second rounder, our first rounder next year, and maybe a fourth and fifth this year. Is that rich enough to get the fourth pick in this year's draft? And it
I
might
think
be.
that I think that probably they would want our first pick for their first pick. I don't think they would want to go without a first pick in the first round.
Yeah, so that knocks my theory out. My theory is we get two picks in the top 17 so we can get the tackle and the edge. But
Yeah,
there's a
that might
couple
be good.
other edges that might fit, if we could get them in the top 16.
And you never know who could drop. David Bailey is predicted, he's with Texas Tech, he's predicted to go number 9. Those are the two edges in the top 20.
Well, I
Well,
see some taking him in the top five too. So it, again,
there's
they
three.
could drop.
Arvell Reese is an edge from Ohio State. He's predicted to go second in this particular mock draft. Bain is going fourth, and David Bailey's going ninth. So any of those drop, the Lions might want to pick them up if they get to 17.
Right. So then they're scrambling maybe at that point to move up to get the tackle because they could take an edge at 17. And I'd be fine with that if it's the right guy.
Yeah. Of course, if any of those guys that are in, predicted to go top 10 drop to 17, you have to wonder why. What did somebody find out about them that they didn't want them?
Or were the needs such for those teams that they decided to go wide receiver or cornerback or safety? There's a lot of players there in the top 16 picks that are enticing.
Yep. There are.
The guard from Penn State, a lot of people say he's ready today to go be a NFL starting interior lineman.
This Caleb Lomu is a sophomore, or was a sophomore, so he'd be coming out 2 years early.
Yeah, so and I think that's the concern, would they play Larry Borum as the starting tackle and give Lomu some time to develop this year, but everything I've seen about him, he's a terrific athlete and a good left tackle and
But a 19-year-old body is not a 22-year-old body.
well, he's probably 20.
Okay.
Maybe 21 by the time they pencil him in as a starter, but I hear you.
What would you think if they got a lockdown corner?
I think that they're concerned about Arnold and his legal issues. I love the idea, Bill, but I just think that's too much. That we can't put that ahead of the tackle and the edge.
Okay.
But we do have to if they don't think Ennis is going to play and they're worried about Arnold playing.
The Jets have two picks. They have number 2 and number 16. So if we gave them 17 for number 17 and next year's first for number 2 this year, the problem is, other teams look at the Lions and They figure they're gonna be an 11-6 or 12-5 team. That number one draft pick next year isn't all that enticing.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, we don't want them to have a high draft pick next year.
No, you're right. I mean, that is a good point. And the Jets are rebuilding. You know, they can pick up a lot with 2 and 16, but you know, they got number two. They can get a stud. Would they give up that 16 for next year's first rounder? And you're right, that might be the pick number 30. And this year's 50, and throw in a few other picks. Maybe they throw in next year's fourth rounder, this year's fourth round, and
They would really have to like the guy at 16 to do that. They
you
would
mean
have to
the
have a,
Lions?
yeah. I mean, to trade away picks. So you're saying they'd have number 16 and number 17.
Yeah, they can get a good edge and a good tackle and not worry about how they're going to get that second guy. That would lock it up.
Right, as long as there's a good edge or good tackle at 16, or
Well, there's going to be. I've
there's
just
going to be a
since.
good tackle. I don't know if there'll be a good edge.
Well, Kendrick Faulk seems like he could be a great fit. And some have Faulk going earlier than 16, but not many. And not with Bain and Bailey and Reese. So,
Yeah, I have this mock draft from CBS Sports has him going 31st to the Patriots.
that's Flock.
I'm sorry, 30th to the Broncos. Yeah,
Yeah,
Falk.
so. Again, like Freely, some have him going late in the first round, but others have him going top 15. But I think we'd get him at 16.
Well, John, we are Lions fans, but we're also Michigan sports fans, and we have two teams that are got Michigan in the Sweet 16. They play Friday against Texas, I think, and then the Pistons looks like they've just about gotten the top seed in the East sewn up. So, and the Tigers start their season today. So we got a lot going on for Michigan
Yeah,
sports fans.
I think basketball tomorrow we play Maryland, don't we? I'm sorry, Alabama.
Is yeah, you're right. Purdue plays Texas.
Yep. So in that Sweet 16, and of course, as I've said on this podcast, my world was basketball for a long time. I used to go to the NCAA's finals, went to several of them, and this is an exciting time of year when the Sweet 16 starts. And it starts today, tonight. So we
Right.
better get off this and get our game faces on for those
All
games.
right. It's good to be with you. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. If you want to check us out, we're the S Secondhand Lions, SL,
SHL.
SHLpodcast.com. SHLpodcast.com. Check us out. Like us. Tell your friends about us. And stay with us as we follow the Lions to the Super Bowl.
That's right, and we're not done in the free agency, Bill. Hopefully we've got more to talk about next week, and then before you know it, draft day. And folks, if you haven't seen the movie Draft Day, now's the time. All
That's
right.
right.
See you next week. Bye-bye for
Bye
now.
now.